The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. Now on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, this is the Bears Coaches Show with Bears head coach John Fox, the coaching staff, and Bears management. The Bears Coaches Show is brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by Verizon, Miller Lite, and University of Phoenix. Now, from Hallis Hall, here's the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
And a pleasant good evening, everybody, from PNC Center here at Hallis Hall in Lake Forest. Welcome to the Bears Coaches Show featuring head coach John Fox as we take a look at the Bears' opening week loss to the Green Bay Packers. We're presented by McDonald's tonight, and we look forward to next Sunday's game at Soldier Field against the Arizona Cardinals. We'll be with you until 7:30 tonight. Ed, I'm laughing because, you know, a lot of things you're can be very, very challenging in this booth right here, and that's my headphones right now. They're not sitting there right. So 7:30 tonight, and Ed Donatell will join us, the Bears secondary coach. Hey, John, how you doing?
Doing okay, Jeff.
You know what? Kyle Long today talked about the resolve of the team. So did Antrell Rowe. He echoed similar sentiments. And that effort and the mentality, that's what you want. You know, better days ahead, obviously, for this team as they move forward and get to know each other. I think that's the biggest takeaway I get from the game, from you and those two guys.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you really look at how long we've been together, I mean, it's one regular season game and four preseason games. So, you know, we haven't picked the roster all that long ago. We got guys that came in that week. We picked the roster, and, you know, I think it takes a minute. It's no excuse. It's just the reality, and that's what we're looking for is improvement and guys that will fight for 60 minutes, and we'll get there.
They give you and your staff credit for that, though, too. That's the mentality that you have installed in these guys, and they seem to quite appreciate it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's to me, the only way to do it. And so, you know, building those relationships, building that bond, and, you know, building the idea of doing something, you know, doing something big for somebody other than yourself, I think is important. And we've got a good group of guys. We just have to get better playing football under pressure.
What'd you like? What didn't you like?
Well, I think, you know, the effort obviously was good, you know, but, you know, everybody does that. It's pro football. You know, I think there was, you try to keep these games close into the fourth quarter, and then that's when you have to finish. And I think we had our moments. We had an opportunity. You know, and we just didn't execute really down the stretch well enough to beat, you know, a very good Green Bay Packer football team.
Is finishing a learned behavior?
No doubt. You know, I think... you know, when you know, this thing's about really events, your response, and they usually equal the outcome. And I think, you know, we needed to be pretty much our A-plus game. And not that it was failing by any stretch, but it just wasn't quite good enough to beat the Green Bay Packers. And I think, you know, we watched the tape. Everybody watched themselves, you know, every play, whether it was offense, defense, or the kicking game. You know, there's about, like most games, there's seven or eight plays that make the difference in a game. And, you know, we just have to learn to respond better to those situations, and particularly late in the game.
From the course of your career, when you watch the tape, is it basically a confirmation of what you see, or are there things that popped up on there that you really didn't anticipate and surprised you or disappointed you, you know, after you watch tape?
Not really. I think, you know, if you do this for so long, I think you have a pretty good feel, really, you know, at the live moment. You know, you feel, you know, guys' competitiveness or not. You know, every once in a while, there's a couple little nuances that happen that you didn't see live, that you see and figure out on tape. But, you know, typically it's never as good as you think. It's never as bad as you think. And, you know, the idea is just to learn from it, move on, and get better for it.
6:34 with Bears head coach John Fox here on the Bears Coaches Show at Hallis Hall. Great quote from Pernell McPhee. He said, if you'd have told me we held Aaron Rodgers 189 yards passing, I would never expected to lose. You know, but there are other elements of that, too. They only had 53 offensive snaps, but he was productive in the red zone, and that's really the story. But, you know, would you be sitting back saying the same thing?
Well, I think, you know, again, the only important statistic in this game is W's and L's. And, I say often stats are for losers. So I don't care where you are in the stats, but, the important stat is the W and the L's at the end of the day. And, obviously very disappointing that we lost the football game. It's very disappointing when you lose any football game. But, like I said before, it's new for us. We've got new schemes in all three phases. We've got many new players that, have just gotten with us, whether it was due to injury or, the claiming deadline. But they'll learn and get better.
Heck, you look at the opening kickoff. I mean, for a half a minute there, I didn't know that there was a gentleman that had some medical issue on the far side of the field. So I'm looking at the front wall, and I'm thinking, wow, they could do an onside kick right here because it's a bunch. Lehman Barrows on the field. Now, you had him in Denver, but Bears fans don't know who this guy is yet, and it's a bunch of new guys up front. I mean, that's a lot of newness, and that's typical on special teams, but to your point, right?
Yeah, I think, coaches and players are in this together, and I think, our staff's done a good job. Our players did a good job. We had a change in the O-line. We have a tight end that played early in the game, and, a personnel group called 13 that hasn't been with us but a week. And
Kari Lee.
Yeah. And so, the receiving core, yesterday was the first day I saw Alshon Jeffrey play in a game live. He missed all the whole preseason. So, we will get better. Guys get more comfortable. There's more chemistry. And, hopefully we can react better, down the stretch and, in a game situation.
You have keys in each phase that you try and hit, obviously. Clearly, one was keep that guy off the field and shorten the game. You accomplished that to some great degree and to some great success in the first half. They took it away a little bit with the time of possession in the second half.
Yeah, I think, this game's about adjustments. They're a well-coached, very good football team that we have great respect for. And, people do adjust, and that's, what this game is about. And, they're hard to throttle. You don't stop them. You just got to slow them down. And one of those ways is to keep them on the sideline. And I think it was very effective for us in the first half and even really late into the game. I mean, it was a one-score game. We had opportunities. And, the difference in the game was, they were – a higher percentage in the red area than we were. So that was the 8 points that, we kicked two field goals. They scored two touchdowns.
With Aaron Rodgers, it's always tricky, obviously, because, stats and liars. Yeah, I got it. Ron Rivera always told me, hey, figures lie and liars figure. You got a different take on it. Yours is more blunt, but I'm a numbers guy. I'm always throwing numbers. But, the guy is number one rating last year in the fourth quarter, number one against the blitz. So, therefore, in those pressure situations, you should you bring the heat? Should you not? I mean, is that something that you go through over the course of the game, or do you not just want to mess with that with him because he makes you pay no matter what?
Well, there was two third downs where we pressured, and they converted both of them. And they were, one was third and 8, one was third and 11. They ran a little bubble screen in number 3. So he was able to check to that and get to it. And, that's what good quarterbacks and great quarterbacks do.
He has got that, what they call FBI, football intelligence.
No doubt.
Very high football intelligence. Aaron Rodgers, arguably the best quarterback in the National Football League, the reigning MVP.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach John Fox and WBBM's Jeff Joniak continues.
Snap, other, close from center, giving left. Matt Forte slices into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears! They're back in front of the Green Bay Packers on a 1 yard Matt Forte run.
And the play of the week brought to you by McDonald's, proud partner of the Chicago Bears, Matt Forte, with a 1 yard touchdown run, but it was a powerful run. Johnny knocked the helmet off Nate Palmer, a Chicago kid at linebacker for the Green Bay Packers. Big day for Matt.
No doubt. I think any time a back has a big day, you got to give kudos to the blocking element, the offensive line, tight ends, even tight ends lined up as fullbacks, which we did early in the game in a 3 tight end set. So, Matt's a good matchup for us, both in the run and the pass.
It was the best single-game effort he's had since 2011 in terms of yardage. And for a guy who averaged 16 carries a year ago, he got 16 in the first half. That we should expect that, correct?
Yeah, I think
moving forward.
You want balance in your offense. You don't want to be one-dimensional, and I think it's something you strive for. I think every offense in this league does. So you have to keep the defense – you know, off balance a little bit and to be able to run and throw the ball. I think, you know, Jay did a good job because a lot of those things are audibles and checks. So he did a good job managing the game, you know, seeing what the Green Bay's defense was in and getting to a better play.
You know, when he goes to the line of scrimmage and you're already in a backs off, do you think that contributed a little bit potentially to that series when the Packers kept going offsides and had some defensive penalties? Is that they're ready to go and you back off? And
yeah, I think, you know, it's a system that we have. Our staff does an excellent job doing that. It's a great weapon because you don't want the guys jumping your count, and it's a tough matchup, you know, when they put pressure on you. But it keeps them off balance to some degree.
All right, we can talk about red zone all night because it's a very tough situation. You know, it's a tough area. A lot of quarterbacks have great success in the red zone based on their skill sets and personnel and whatnot. But, you know, when you're throwing down there, it's not a lot of room to work, is there?
No, I think, you know, all the advantages go to the defense. It's a short field. They can play things faster. You know, whether you're in a, you know, an eight-man box or, you know, a seven-man box, doesn't really matter because the safeties are so close, they can enter on the run like a nine-man front. So you have to be extra sharp down there, and the execution, the windows are tighter, and you have to be on top of it, and that's where we've got some work to do.
Yeah, it's probably a lot of – most of the questions were around those four plays in that game.
Yeah, you know, it's – you know, we're the world's biggest second-guessers ourselves. I mean, we're critical. I understand the fans, you know, and, hey, look, that's part of what we sign up for. So I understand that. But, you know, looking back at it, if we execute better, whether you run or pass, you have to execute. And I think, you know, sure, we could have run the ball once or twice. We could have gotten a 23 or goal line personnel. And but I think, you know, for what we did and what they did, if we execute better, I think people will be happier.
Are you the type of coach? Well, maybe it was this way early in your career. I don't know. But as you go home and you think about specific instances in the game and you pour over it, or are you now such a you become numb to that kind of stuff because you can't change it?
Well, it still eats away at you.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you work very hard. Our guys work countless hours, both the staff and the players, to prepare for these things. They all take on, you know, a different personality each game because it's a different matchup, a different team, and, you know, philosophies. So, you know, when you spend that much time doing this stuff, you know, I think you obviously are very critical of your own self, whether it's play calling or execution or what I could have done better to prepare the guys. You know, and at the end of the day, the buck stops here. So we've got to get better as coaches and players. And, you know, I think our guys had the right mindset to do that.
Here's what I did love about this, though. Okay, so it didn't work out there, fourth down, but you made the stop. You get a good punt return. You know you're going to get a real good field position, but you get plus territory, and now you're moving the ball and you have a chance. So instead of just giving up right there, it could have really drained the team out, and, you know, that happens all the time in the NFL. Is that a positive?
Well, no doubt. The two, you know, I think, you know, key moments that I saw, something to build on, something to get better with, you know, was, you know, the ability, we come away with no points. We have a great drive to the two-yard line. We come away with nothing because we elect to not kick the field goal and go for it on fourth down. And then, you know, our defense goes out there and, you know, gets a great three and out. And we get great positive field position at the 40. You know, we're rolling again. And, you know, then the interception occurs. And, you know, guys could have lost hope and cashed out or whatever you want to say. But, you know, our offense came back out and went right down the field very quickly. You know, we get the touchdown, you know, and we're still, you know, it's a one possession game as we attempted the onside kick. So, look, there's no consolations. We get that. But there was some, you know, things that as a coach you look at and personality of your team and things to build on. And you know, I felt good about that part. And, you know, meeting with the guys all day today, I think there's some positives to take away and that we can get better for.
You know, on a play, the interception, great player made a great play also. How do you put that into your evaluation of that moment? And same for Jay as he looks at it.
Well, I think, you know, again, back to the, you know, the criticizing, you know, our coaches are hard. You know, Adam felt like, well, I could have given him a better play. You know, we've seen it so many times with this particular coverage, and, you know, they played something a little bit different. So, you know, again, those are learning experiences. You know, if you haven't thrown an interception in the NFL, you haven't played. That's the reality. So, you know, it happens. It happens to the best of them. There's not a Hall of Fame quarterback out there that's never thrown an interception. But those are part of the game, and you have to respond to it. And, you know, I thought we did for the most part. Unfortunately, it was a little bit short.
And as a guy who cut his teeth on defense and played safety, how great was that play, though?
Well, it was a great play. I mean, from that point of view, he's a great player. And, you show me a great team, I'll show you some great players. And he's obviously one of them.
Now, more of the Bears Coaches Show with head coach John Fox on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Shotgun snap is back. Cutler to throw, stepping up, throws right, caught Martellus at the 15-10. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. Martellus Bennett looking quick doing it, too.
And I decided to give him the player of the game for that. Could have just cashed it in, but the Bears did not. They set up a situation then with a onside kick. Could have got the ball back, and who knows what. This game is strange. The player of the game brought to you by Xfinity. Back here on the Bears Coaches Show at PNC Studio at Halas Hall. Brought to you by McDonald's. You asked that man to block a lot yesterday as well. Some, as you referred to earlier, a lot of three-man tight end sets, power running game.
Yeah, I think, the blocking element, anytime your back goes, for 140 and change, I think, there's a lot of people that, go unnoticed in that. And Martellus, been very pleased with him. He missed our whole offseason. He's a smart guy. He's learned the offense. He's doing all parts of his job. And that's both blocking and receiving and doing a very good job.
I think he looked pretty quick taking that thing in, too.
Yeah, it's, you look for, competitive greatness. And no matter what talent level you are, I think those are the guys that separate from other players in this league. And, I think he's going to have a big season.
Marty B's an idea man. Is he often throwing some on your table?
Oh, yeah. No, he's a unique personality. But, hey, he's a great kid. He works hard, and he's been great for us so far.
All right, Robbie Gould set the Bears' all-time record with field goals made, passing Kevin Butler, and also in 50 yards. Kicks, so he kicked his 17th yesterday. The reliability of this man, and I've looked into the numbers. Again, we're talking statistics, but nobody's ever kicked better at Soldier Field.
So. Yeah, he's got a great feel for it, and we've talked about it many times, and he doesn't even want to know the weather. He kind of knows, he's seen a lot in our stadium, so, he does have a good feel. He's a pro, and he prepares very hard, and we're lucky to have him.
All right, today a roster move. Sam Acho is back, and then Cornelius Washington came down with a right quad yesterday. So is that season-ending IR?
Yeah, I think it was going to be 6 to 8 weeks. It was a pretty significant tear of his quad muscle. So I think we made that move, get Sam back, get him healthy, and get him out on the field.
Is he close to being healthy then?
I think so. Okay, I think he's got some tests to do. We've got all day tomorrow to evaluate that, and we'll know more come Wednesday.
Okay, let's start the Arizona Cardinals. I'm sure you've dug in a little bit anyway. First of all, Bruce Arians, a very charismatic head coach. What's your relationship with him over the years, if any?
Well, I think it's great. Bruce was a longtime assistant. He's done a terrific job, more from the offensive side of the ball. I think he brings, a toughness and an attitude to his ball club. I think most memorable, is, when he filled in for Chuck Pagano as he went through his cancer treatments. And, it was good to see him to get an opportunity, and he's done a great job.
Yes. His team definitely has a swagger. His team feeds off that, and they play loose and aggressive yesterday. They pretty much did a good job on the New Orleans Saints. Carson Palmer is healthy, and that's a big deal. Now, everybody looks at his age, but we've, over the years, seen quarterbacks in their 30s. We can go back to Jim Plunkett taking a team to a Super Bowl. There's been many cases like that. That's a good team with a quarterback, if he stays healthy, is a dangerous outfit.
No doubt. You look what they accomplished last year. They lean on their defense, where they're very good and talented. A lot of high draft picks involved in that defense. And a year ago, they were on their third quarterback. Carson went out early, and they were still able to make the playoffs. And they're a very, very good football team, and we'll have to be on our mark.
They seem fast.
Yeah, they've got some skilled guys that run really well. Larry Fitzgerald's been a longtime pro. He brings still a lot to the table. They do run the ball. Their offensive line will maul you. And then they've added some skill guys, speed, to their receiving core, and I think that was where New Orleans had a rough time yesterday.
They did lose Andre Ellington, the running back, out for a couple weeks, but this young man, David Johnson, took a screen 55 yards for a score yesterday. So, a lot to work on this week, obviously. And how about their secondary? Their secondary is young, and they got some bright players there.
Yeah, they did a good job. I think I think turnovers were a difference in that game, too. It was a very tight game for three quarters, and then they pulled away late in the fourth quarter.
All right. Well, another busy week, ready to roll, and things should improve, you know, from one week to the next. Maybe more dramatically than a team that you've been with for a while, because there's going to be a big learning curve. I mean, it's quick.
No doubt. I think our guys will be have the right mindset as we come start our preparation on Wednesday.
All right, John. Thanks for joining us as always. That's right. Bears head coach John Fox here on the Bears Coaches Show. Coming up next, Ed Donatell, the Bears secondary coach, will join the program.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach John Fox. In this hour featuring defensive backs coach Ed Donatell. Brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by North Shore University Health System, MasterCard, and Comcast. Once again, the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
I'm very confident in the group that we have. I'm very confident in moving forward. You know, we're going to grow. We're definitely going to grow, and we're not looking to grow throughout the course of the season. We're looking to grow right now.
That is Bears safety Antrell Roll earlier today here at Hallis Hall. And welcome back here to the Bears Coaches Show at PNC Studio. Brought to you by McDonald's. Pleased to be joined by a veteran NFL coach, a defensive back coach for the Bears, and a longtime defensive coordinator as well, Ed Donatell. Thanks for joining us. And you heard your safety there talk about it. You know, these guys want instant success, obviously. So They want to wait around here, and I think that was something that resonated with me today. Kyle Long spoke, and he spoke as well about making big improvements quickly after this game.
Yeah, no question. We want to learn from everything that happened in this game, and we want to make great improvements in week two. So, there's a great core of guys here. They've been working really hard, and we're looking to grow quickly.
What are some of the things that you stood out yesterday positively, and what are some things that you didn't care for?
Yeah, I like the way that we challenged guys at the line of scrimmage. Our guys played a lot of press throughout the whole game, and we were in some battles, and a couple of them didn't go our way, but I just like that aggressive nature.
Which is a big change here, obviously, defensively for the fans who watch the Bears. And, you know, you like to have guys that have that mentality as well. You got to have it. You can't just have the frame. You can't have the length. You got to have the mentality, right?
Yeah, no question. And it starts with our head coach, you know, and he's building the culture around here that we're going to be at attacking style program in all phases. And that starts with our defense.
All right, so yesterday, Alan Ball, Sherrick McManus, Kyle Fuller, Antrell Roll in the secondary. It's very difficult facing Aaron Rodgers. There's no defense in the NFL that is going to find it a simple process. His accuracy is so pinpoint. What do you tell your guys with a quarterback that accurate?
Now, first of all, you know, it's great competition. You know, when you're going against one of the top guys in the league, it can bring out the best to you and let you know where you are in a measuring stick. But when you play against him, you just play like you got to defeat the guy in front of you, and you got to go play to play, and you got to realize he'll make a couple throws and he fits right in there. And the biggest thing, we want to be close to him and real tight, and sooner or later they'll go our way.
Alan Ball, perfect example. How tighter could he have been on that touchdown catch?
No question about it.
I mean, that was, right? Is that a plus grade for defending James Jones in the corner of the end zone?
We won't quite give you a plus, but we're going to still look to do it better, because next time we play him, we got to make that play. So that'll be the mindset as we move forward.
And honestly, I say this almost from a naive point of view, having not played, but when a guy comes to you, coach, what else could I have done in that situation? Yeah. What do you tell him?
Yeah, these are just flash, pinpoint second things that happen. And really, it starts in our drilling, and then you just go play. But when that happens at the game, you just got to read your keys a little bit better and know that play may come in a few more minutes. So you got to be ready to make that.
And do you also have to play a little bit psychologist as well? Because if a guy thinks he did a great job on a guy, and now he's got to defend him the rest of the game, yeah. Does that change how he reacts to him? Does it make him tentative? Or I'm not suggesting that happened,
no.
But can it?
It can, but we don't think that way. You know, we think about correcting things and moving forward. We learn from everything that happens to us, and we take it to the next event. So that's really where we are. And as long as we stayed aggressive with these guys the whole way, and we'll be able to build moving forward on that.
Antrell also this afternoon explained the Packers ran a lot of pick routes and one-man isolation routes, not a lot of crossers or things down the deep middle. So he felt like the safeties weren't involved.
It can happen in certain games, but if he sticks around the division, that won't be the case. So he doesn't need to worry about that. It might be as soon as Thanksgiving. But no question about it, it's part of their scheme. They mixed a running game, and they cause you some problems as you try to play man-to-man. There's some picks and rubs going on out there, and we saw some of that yesterday.
The Bears Coaches Show with defensive backs coach Ed Donatell and WBBM's Jeff Joniak continues.
There's no two ways around it. We wish we'd be 1-0 right here talking to you guys. But from the standpoint of the fight that we had and the resilience that we had there at the end of the game, speaks volumes of the culture that's being instilled here and the demeanor that's being instilled in our players from our coaching staff.
That is Bears right tackle Kyle Long. His biggest takeaway from yesterday's opener against the Packers. And Ed Donatell joining us, the Bears secondary coach here at the PNC studio at Hallis Hall, brought to you by McDonald's, the Bears coaches show. And that's been echoed, Ed, repeatedly by players. And that has started back in, you know, March, April, May as well. But over the past few months, is it gratifying to hear that from a player as a coach on this staff?
Absolutely. You know, it just shows that they're bought into what Coach Fox is putting together and Ryan Pace. And, you know, we want tough, resilient guys that aren't satisfied with anything but the best. We know our fan base. And these are great, great fans. And we got to give them back their team. You know, they're expecting to win, and they don't want to wait around, and neither do we.
And you know, too, because you used to be in Green Bay as defensive coordinator, you know what this thing is all about, right?
No question. It's great for sports, and I just want to take care of this end of that one, and I'm on that side now.
Sounds good. Well, you had a rookie back there in the secondary, Adrian Amos, five tackles, solo tackles, and a tackle for loss. I don't know what his stat total changed at all if you reviewed that as coaches today, but overall, what was your takeaway of him, and how key is it in this instance, as it turns out, to have a veteran like Antrell Roll right there with him?
Yeah, no question. First of all, starting off, it was a great job by our personnel department and our scouts and coaching staff working together to find a guy like this in the fifth round. And, you know, he brings excellent skills. You know, this guy played a lot of positions. He played nickel, corner, safety. That really helps you in this day and age as a safety. The one thing about him is he has a great attitude of coming in and working. He doesn't say anything, works. He's the same guy every day. Then you put him in with a guy like Antrell Roll is perfect because Antrell can give him the things he doesn't have, and that's game day experience and his first time thing. So it's definitely a benefit, all these things working for him. We're just very pleased to have him.
We can talk all you want about the pass coverage aspect of playing safety, but when you got to come downhill and deal with a 230-something pound back like Eddie Lacy, you got to want to do that, too, and he did some smacking yesterday.
Yeah, no question about it. But we're pleased. You know, it's one game. He learned some things out there that first game, big rivalry game, and, you know, he passed the test, and he's looking to improve next week.
All right, we're with Ed Donatell, and inside the Bears, the Chicago Bears Network presents Inside the Bears, covering the world of Bears football on and off the field with Anthony Adams and Lauren Screeden. Brought to you by Jimmy John's and airing every Sunday night at 11:05 on Fox 32 Chicago. Go to chicagobears.com/insidethebears. We're with Bears secondary coach Ed Donatell on the Bears Coaches Show. Tell us about Kyle Fuller and what you're learning about him. And this is second year because, you know, corners learn every single day early in their careers, and he's still an early career guy right now.
Yeah, this guy loves football, and he comes to work every day. He looks like he's a guy who's going to be good on the line of scrimmage. You know, he got up in there and challenged the guys good yesterday. And, you know, I just think there's a lot of bright things ahead of him as a player.
Every single nickel defender I've ever interviewed, and I've done big feature stories on how detailed and how expansive the job is. Can you put it in perspective for the average football fan what a guy like Sheriff McManus, who hasn't played a ton of defensive snaps in his career, is undertaking here?
Oh yeah, it's a big job because you got to play football inside out. And usually when you play a corner position, you're playing it maybe right field, left field. Now you're inside, you're playing center field and or shortstop down low. So he's got a lot of calls. He's got things coming inside, things coming outside. But the thing we really like about Sherrick, he digs hard work. This guy comes every day. He's so thankful. He got to play a lot of snaps that he hasn't played, but he runs fast and he's tough. And he's caught the eye of this coaching staff.
You know, a lot of guys have told me that really that particular position, you have to know what the other 10 guys are doing also at every moment. Is that a fair, or is that too broad and too much responsibility for that position?
No, you're exactly correct. You know, you really got to know how the whole thing is fitting together because everything is working off of you. And you really have to have four eyes in your head because you got to know everything around you. So that's new to him, but, you know, he comes with an attitude of he's going to learn and grow every day. And keep piling on that, and I think we'll like what we see in the future.
One of the most gracious guys around. He just loves being here. Yeah. Loves being a Bear.
No question.
Loves being a Bear.
He played his college football at Northwestern, and so there's just a lot of people pulling for him.
What can you tell us about some of the new guys one who just, you know, was just claimed last week from a small college that most folks wouldn't know if they didn't. I'm an Ohio native, so Findlay College I'm aware of, but Harold Jones Quarty at safety.
Yeah.
And they had a special teams debut yesterday.
Yeah, no question about it. Again, it's our personnel department. They're combing the waiver wire and doing extensive film study, and they see that he's a guy that can upgrade us and help us and be a potential safety. So what we do is immediately we get his role going for him, and we teach him everything, and he's still catching up. So, and he will be for a few weeks.
One thing you impressed upon me when I talked to you at training camp and other reporters also is in that sort of setting, but you don't, it doesn't matter to you as a coach what size, shape, speed, whatever, length, blah, blah, it doesn't matter. You're going to coach them because there's something about each player that you're able to pull something out of that will be useful for this defense.
Yeah. We're always looking for a player's strength. You know, how can I get that guy going through his strength? There's a reason he's been evaluated from scouts or other teams and so forth. So we're going to look and try to pull that out, and that's very important to us. And as long as somebody wants to be the Bear way, wants to be like the Bears, we can do something with you. We really can.
That's Bears secondary coach Ed Donatell back for one more segment with the coach. But first, Sunday's Cardinals-Bears game brought to you by Cancer Treatment Centers of America in suburban Chicago. The first 40,000 fans to enter Soldier Field receive a Bears rally towel, courtesy of CTCA.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach John Fox continues exclusively on the home of the Bears, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
And it's 722. Welcome back to the Chicago Bears Coaches Show here at the PNC Studio at Hallis Hall. Brought to you by McDonald's. We're with Ed Donatell, the Bears secondary coach, kind enough to join us tonight as he gets ready to start working on the Arizona Cardinals after the Bears' opening week game against the Green Bay Packers. Before we touch on what you may or already have been working on with Arizona, what's it been like, because I got to ask you, teaching some of the best defensive backs in NFL history, because you have touched the lives of a lot of guys, great ones.
Well, I think when you're around a long time, a few people come through your way. But the one thing I assure you is this being my 24th year, I'm still always going to learn something. And every one of those players, you know, whether it be a Ronnie Lott or a Steve Atwater or Lori Malloy or Brian Dawkins, they all taught me something. And it's not like they know more than me. It's just little things from each of them I put into my total philosophy. And I'll use those guys and I'll reference them. And it's just been an awesome thing to be around all those guys. And, you know, but the biggest thing is, if you ask me, I can tell you this is what I learned from him. And so forth. I don't want to make that public at this minute.
Sure, But do you, you know, and also, do you use them as teaching tools for your guys? Do you carry, like coaches, do they carry around, like a professor would carry their books, would you carry those cut-ups of these guys or not?
Absolutely.
Yes.
No, it speaks volumes.
Yes, because, and it could be, so, you know, the oldest guy on that list of names, you know, whatever happened back in the 80s and 90s, it's still applicable in today's NFL. Nobody's reinventing a whole bunch of stuff, even though there's a lot more spread and there's up-tempo and no, you know, there's still things that can be used.
Well, there's always going to be fundamentals, and you're always going to be teaching. But I can bring out a big bag. It's a swinging bag, and with Ronnie Lott hitting that. I have tape of that. And then I have Steve Atwater hitting that, Dante Whitner, and it goes on. So I just think it shows people, you know, that you're going to need fundamentals at every stage, no matter what. It's still blocking and tackling.
And you're bringing up guys that brought the thunder. Yeah, those guys hit. You like those guys, don't you?
No question about it.
Are they hard to find? Not the talent, but the guys that want to do it that way.
Yes, they're hard to find, and it can be developed, and that's in Bears football. If there's any place that belongs, that's in Chicago Bear football, because that's what it stands for from the very beginning, a tough, hard-nosed, hitting, dominant defense.
Everybody who loves the Bears loves hearing that, that's for sure. And that's certainly, we keep hearing that back from the players as well. All right, let's touch quickly on Carson Palmer and the Arizona Cardinals. A lot of speed at receiver. You got the veteran Larry Fitzgerald there, but seems like they have a lot of speed at the position.
Yeah, no question about it. They have an excellent scheme. Coach Bruce Arians has put together a high-powered offense. And Carson has been an accurate thrower forever. He's a great deep ball thrower. And they have a mixture of receivers. You know, they have smaller guys and big guys. So we're going to be dealing with quickness and long speed.
And he threw targets at 10 different guys yesterday in their win over the New Orleans Saints. All right, Coach, we appreciate your time. Let you go. Back to work. Ed Donatelle, the secondary coach of the Chicago Bears. Thank you.
Thanks. It's my pleasure.
All right, John Fox, earlier in our program on the team's resolve in yesterday's loss to the Packers.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you really look at how long we've been together, I mean, it's one regular season game and four preseason games. So, you know, we haven't picked the roster all that long ago. We got guys that came in that week. We picked the roster. And, you know, I think it takes a minute. It's no excuse. It's just the reality. And that's what we're looking for is improvement and guys that will fight for 60 minutes, and we'll get there.
They give you and your staff credit for that, though, too. That's the mentality that you have installed in these guys, and they seem to quite appreciate it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's to me, the only way to do it. And so, you know, building those relationships, building that bond, and, you know, building the idea of doing something, you know, doing something big for somebody other than yourself, I think is important. And we've got a good group of guys. We just have to get better playing football under pressure.
What'd you like? What didn't you like?
Well, I think, you know, the effort obviously was good, you know, but, you know, everybody does that. It's pro football. You know, I think there was, you try to keep these games close into the fourth quarter, and then that's when you have to finish. And I think we had our moments. We had an opportunity, you know, and we just didn't execute really down the stretch well enough to beat, you know, a very good Green Bay Packer football team.
Is finishing a learned behavior?
No doubt. You know, I think, you know, when you, you know, this thing's about really events, your response, and they usually equal the outcome. And I think, you know, we needed to be pretty much our A-plus game. And not that it was failing by any stretch, but it just wasn't quite good enough to beat the Green Bay Packers. And I think, you know, we watched the tape. Everybody watched themselves, you know, every play, whether it was offense, defense, or the kicking game. You know, there's about, like most games, there's seven or eight plays that make the difference in a game. And, you know, we just have to learn to respond better to those situations, and particularly late in the game.
From the course of your career, when you watch the tape, is it basically a confirmation of what you see, or are there things that popped up on there that you really didn't anticipate and surprised you or disappointed you, you know, after you watch tape?
Not really. I think, you know, if you do this for so long, I think you have a pretty good feel, really, you know, at the live moment. You know, you feel, you know, guys' competitiveness or not. You know, every once in a while, there's a couple little nuances that happen that you didn't see live, that you see and figure out on tape. But, you know, typically it's never as good as you think. It's never as bad as you think. And, you know, the idea is just to learn from it and move on and get better for it.
Great quote from Pernell McPhee. He said, if you'd have told me we held Aaron Rodgers 189 yards passing, I would never expected to lose. You know, but there are other elements of that, too. They only had 53 offensive snaps, but he was productive in the red zone, and that's really the story. But, you know, would you be sitting back saying the same thing?
Well, I think, you know, again, the only important statistic in this game is W's and L's. And, you know, I say often stats are for losers. And so I don't care where you are in the stats, but, you know, the important stat is the W and the L's at the end of the day. And, you know, obviously very disappointing that we lost the football game. It's very disappointing when you lose any football game. But, you know, like I said before, it's new for us. It's we've got new schemes in all three phases. You know, we've got many new players that, you know, have just gotten with us, whether it was due to injury or, you know, the claiming deadline. But, you know, they'll learn and get better.
And that's Bears head coach John Fox. That's going to wrap us up tonight. For Coach Fox and Ed Donatelle, the Bears secondary coach, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks to Bears director of broadcasting, Greg Miller, producer Andy Gersher, studio producer Cisco Cotto. Bears Cardinals Sunday exclusive pregame coverage underway at 9 a.m. Kickoff at noon. This is News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. Good night, everybody.